The old proverb, good things come to those who wait, sounds well and good if extolling the virtues of patience. But if you've just written a big exam or had a critical job interview, waiting to hear how you perform can be agonizing. And according to new research by PhD student Carrie Kettle at the University of Alberta, waiting to hear may actually be the reason you didn't do as well as you expected. Mr. Kettle, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
I'll describe for me the nature of your study. What are you looking at?
Well, what we're interested in is whether or not anticipating feedback influences our performance. There's a lot of research that shows that feedback is important. Feedback can help your subsequent performance. You can learn what you did well, what you didn't do well. And there's also some research that shows that we tend to get pessimistic or anxious in the face of feedback. But nothing to date had shown how anticipating feedback or when we would receive feedback influences our performance and in what directions. We were interested in that question.
Well, give me an example of where you would do something, some kind of performance, and have either an early or a late feedback.
Well, some of our most important undertakings are often we have delayed feedback. So, for example, if you're making a business proposal to a large company, you typically don't get a response immediately after your presentation or after your proposal has been submitted. In academic undertakings, such as when you're a student, your most important exams, there's typically 2-3 week delay before you receive your grade. Or even job performance, there's time lag between the time that you're actually performing and when you're receiving feedback on that performance. Now, generally, research suggests that optimism is a good thing, and people believe that optimism is a good thing. Yet, if we're more pessimistic when we receive immediate feedback, is that a good or a bad thing? And that's what we're interested in this study.
Oh, I see. You're saying that the length of time that you wait for your feedback will affect your performance in some way.
Yes, well, that's what we wanted to examine. If you look at feedback, what happens when you're about to receive feedback is you're going to receive some kind of an outcome. And when you receive information about your performance outcome, that brings the possibility of disappointment. Now, disappointment's a powerful motivator, and we can avoid disappointment in one of two ways. One is we lower our expectations. So if you reduce your expectations, then the chances that the actual outcome will exceed those expectations is greater, and you're more likely to not be disappointed. But to the extent that it's under our control, Bob, we can also try and improve the outcome. And so when people lower their expectations just before they receive performance feedback, that's one way that they can avoid disappointment. But we thought if the feedback was more proximate, if when things are more proximate, they're more tangible. Let's say, for example, you're one of those lucky Canadians who got tickets to the gold medal game, the Olympics.
Okay.
2 months prior to the game was very distant, and so the experience was not very tangible. But the day of the game, you would get more excited, it's more tangible. Well, the same thing goes with performance feedback. On the day that you're about to receive your grade or your annual review, probably a little nervous, a little anxious, maybe going into your annual review or your just before you're about to receive your grade in class, you lower your expectations. Say, well, if I just pass, if I just get an okay review, I'll be happy with that in order to avoid disappointment because it's very tangible and you don't want to be disappointed. So we thought that the amount of time that people expected to wait to receive feedback would actually not only motivate them to lower their expectations, but also to the extent that they can control the outcome or have some influence on the outcome and motivate them to improve that outcome.
Well, tell me about your experiment.
We did it in an academic setting. We're at the School of Business, so it was a great place to do it. And in this class, each student had to give a short in-class presentation. And out of the 500 and some students, 271 volunteered to participate. And those who volunteered to participate, we asked them how well they expected that they would do. But before we did, we told them when they would receive their grade. And for some students, they were told that they would receive their grade immediately after, like the same day as their presentation. Whereas others were told that they would have some length of delay up to 17 days later, so up to 2.5 weeks later. We asked them how well they would do. We obviously observed their performance. They received a grade. After they had given their presentation, we again asked them how well that they thought they had did. What's interesting is that those people who expected to receive immediate feedback, so people who expected to receive feedback, you know, within a couple of days, gave the least optimistic predictions about their own presentation. So they thought they would do really, or they stated that they thought they would do really poorly. And of course, those people who expected some lengthy delay, for them, the threat of disappointment was far off in the distance, so they gave very optimistic predictions. But the effect on performance was exactly in the opposite direction. So among the students who expected to receive immediate feedback, those students performed the best. They received the highest grades, whereas those students for whom they expected a lengthier feedback delay performed worse.
Wow. Okay, so let me just see if I got this right. You got those who thought they were going to get their feedback immediately. They were the most pessimistic, but they actually performed best.
Yes.
And those with the longer-term feedback thought they were going to do great, but did poorly.
Exactly.
Well, what's this tell you about feedback versus performance?
Well, our study is the first to show that it really is about the anticipation of when you're going to receive feedback. And what this suggests is a couple of things. This suggests that disappointment is a very strong motivator. It not only leads us to lower our expectations and seem somewhat pessimistic, but to actually work harder and focus on our performance and lead to a better performance outcome. The second thing is that it suggests that pessimism is perhaps not such a bad thing. I think in our society, we like to believe that optimism is good and we should all be optimistic about our future. But in this particular situation, you know, on those days when you're anxious about how you're going to do or you're anxious about how what kind of feedback you're going to receive, that actually perhaps is a good thing because it reflects an underlying motivation for you to avoid disappointment and do as well as you can.
That's interesting because you would think that, I'm not going to do very well at this exam, that you'd think they wouldn't even try, but yet you got the opposite effect, that they actually did better.
Yes, that's what's really interesting to us. It also suggests for people who are in positions to give feedback. You know, I spent 10 years in the Army and I had to write a few performance evaluations of people under my command. And as a supervisor, you know, I would often take care to write the performance feedback and make sure I took a lot of time to be very careful about what I said, thinking about how it would affect their future performance. But this research actually suggests that it's just as important to make sure that I give that feedback right away, irrespective of the content of the feedback, because if the people who are working for me or the people who I'm mentoring or giving advice to, if they expect to get immediate feedback, then I'm going to get the best performance I can out of them.
So where do you go from here?
Well, we have a series of studies planned, a number of consumer applications that we're interested in. For example, if you think about sometimes you buy products where you order the product online or perhaps you have to order a customized product and it takes a few weeks before it gets to you, we're interested to see if that actually affects the amount of effort you put into choosing the product. And also perhaps for gift giving. If you think about, now I'm married and I know when I anticipate the feedback I receive from my wife about the gifts that I'm giving her, that causes some anxiety for me. So perhaps if I expect receiving immediate feedback from my wife about the gift that I'm giving her, perhaps that'll motivate me to take more time and more care and make sure I get the right gift for her. So we're looking at issues like that in the consumer domain. And we also have some research in which we explore the opposite side. So under what circumstances is it best to be optimistic about your future performance? When does that help you perform better?
Mr. Kettle, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob.
Kerry Kettle is a PhD student in marketing at the University of Alberta School of Business in Edmonton. Coming up next, grasping the gribble's gobble.